Welcome to this week's CMS Personalized Learning Teacher Voice Podcast, Season 2, Episode 29. My name is Pam Cooper, and along with Hannah Woods, we're going to talk about growth mindset.
Pam and I both teach second grade at Lebanon Road Elementary, and this year she has been working with her students on growth mindset. Let's start off by defining it. What is growth mindset?
Growth mindset is a way of thinking about your abilities. In a fixed mindset, you believe that you can't improve your natural abilities that you were born with. And with a growth mindset, you know that you can grow your intelligence. You might not be good at something, but if you work hard and you dedicate yourself to it, you can grow in that area.
What fueled your decision to be a growth mindset classroom this year?
Well, I had a student in my classroom this year, and he felt like he wasn't smart, and he told me that he didn't have any friends, and he was really sad about that. And so we took the COGAT test later on that week, and the scores came back, and he was identified as gifted and talented. And so I had a meeting with his mom, and we discussed the fact that he felt like he was not smart, and he felt like he wasn't liked by other children. And I told her about the scores and how he had qualified for gifted. And she went home and she talked to him about that. She told him that, you know, Mrs. Cooper told her that he was a really smart person, and if he worked hard, he could be successful in second grade. And so after he came back, I noticed this huge change in his behavior and his attitude towards his work. He scored higher on his scores. He tried harder to make friends. He even said to me, I'm smart. And I said, yeah, absolutely you are. And so, I thought, wouldn't it be great if everybody in the classroom, you know, knew that they were able to grow no matter what level that they were on. And so I went on to the internet and I started, researching, you know, to find something I could do, some activities that I could do in class that would foster that in every child, that they, you know, would feel better about themselves, and something that would make them work harder, work towards a goal. And so I kept seeing growth mindset mentioned, and so I read a lot about it, and I thought, wow, that's what we're going to do. We're going to do growth mindset.
You mentioned that you found activities online. Where do you find the time? How do you set aside that time in the classroom to teach growth mindset?
Well, we were already doing morning meeting, and I was teaching the personalized learning learner profiles. And I realized as I looked more into growth mindset that those profiles went right along with the concepts of growth mindset. And so I thought, well, that's the perfect time to teach and introduce growth mindset to the kids.
I know you do a lot of fun activities, and you said you mentioned before that you found them online. How else should teachers who are interested in getting started, how else should they look for materials to support them?
Well, there are a lot of books out there on growth mindset, so that they could go to a bookstore and look for them, or they could go online and search for books about growth mindset. There's some that are about growth mindset. There are books about how to implement growth mindset in your classroom. Carol Dweck is the developer of the philosophy. There's books by her and podcasts by her that you could listen to. I just did research online and found a lot of activities that I could do in the classroom.
Can you give us an example of an activity that you found that you thought went really well?
We had a fun activity that we did. We were talking about challenges in our work and how we challenge ourselves when we come to a difficult task. And I found this coin toss challenge where a kid puts a coin on his forearm and flips his arm and tries to catch the coin in his hand. And at first we tried it. It was really hard. And then as we did it, we realized that some of us could do it. So we talked about later, you know, how did you feel about having a challenge? And did you have a fixed mindset where you said, oh, this is too hard, I just can't do it, and you quit? Or did you have a growth mindset where you said, yeah, this is hard, but it's fun, and so I'm going to keep working at it? And I think every single one of the kids took their coins home with them and worked on them at home.
So since they took those coins home and worked on it at home, how have you decided moving forward to involve parents in the growth mindset instruction for your class?
Well, first of all, hopefully they talked to their parents about growth mindset when they went home with this kind of weird assignment. But definitely next year, I'm going to start the year off with informing the parents about growth mindset, letting them know that we are going to have a growth mindset classroom. I have a parent guide to growth mindset that I'm going to send home right away. And then on our first mandated meeting, we'll then also discuss growth mindset. And I feel like the parents need to know about growth mindset because it's a learned behavior. And I know that I have a fixed mindset on some things, and so I'm sure parents do as well. I think we pass that on to our children. If we are going to have a child that we want to have this growth mindset, we also need to emulate those characteristics to them.
I completely agree. What improvements have you seen in your classroom this year compared to years past when you did not do growth mindset?
Well, I see that they're working harder towards a goal, that they're saying that they want to have mastery in a subject. They're making goals. They're tracking their growth. They're working harder. They're not giving up as easily. I've also noticed that they're encouraging each other and even students outside of the classroom. I have an EC student that goes out of the classroom into another room. And he went into his classroom one day, and a friend in there was telling the teacher that he just couldn't do something. And the teacher kept encouraging him to try, and he kept saying over and over again, you know, it's too hard, I can't do it, I can't do it. And so my friend said to him, you know, you have to have a growth mindset. You have to work hard at something and try. Even though you find it hard, you just keep trying and trying until you get it. So I was very encouraged. His teacher came to me, and she was so excited about his growth mindset. And I just think that's wonderful.
It's coming up on the end of the year, and I already know that you are planning to continue growth mindset next year. Do you have any suggestions for teachers who are going to be starting it up as well next year?
Well, I think making a plan is probably a good thing to do. Hannah and I are going to sit down and we're going to plan out next year's morning meetings, and we're going to go about it in a, you know, a planned way. So on our next PL meeting, we're going to discuss a growth mindset with the group and try to incorporate that further into our school population. And we'll research together and come up with even better ideas than I had this year, and plan it out so that when we all come back at the beginning of the year, we'll be ready to go. And like I said before, I really want to include the parents in it from the get-go, and I think that'll help as well so that we can reinforce those ideals at home as well.
Great. Now we will hear from one of Ms. Cooper's students and how growth mindset has impacted her year this year.
My name is Rosa. I am in Ms. Cooper's class. In first grade, I thought nothing was hard. When I got into second grade, it was easy thanks to growth mindset. Now I won't get stressed and give up the first time.
Thank you for listening to CMS Teacher Voice this week. We look forward to learning more with you next week.